Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Welcome back, my Christian and Muslim friends. I like to mention many statements in the Bible clearly help us to understand the deity of Jesus Christ. For example, Jesus said to a group of people, "Most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." You can read Jesus' statement in the Gospel according to his disciple John, chapter 8, verse 58. Jesus is saying, "Before Abraham was born, I am." The Jews' objection was that Jesus was not 50 years old when you read this passage and could not therefore have seen Abraham. Jesus replied that he existed before Abraham. Of course, Jesus, in his human nature, he was not yet 50 years old. Yes, and could not as a man have existed before Abraham. Jesus' declaration referred to another nature. This statement proves that while he was a man, he also has divine nature, existing before Abraham was born. The Jews understood what Jesus said, and we read that they took stones to cast at him, just as he had done before when they saw that he made himself equal to God. John 5, verse 18. When you read John chapter 17, verses 1 to 5, my friend, you will also see the divinity of Jesus Christ. Let me read these verses to you, because you will know that Jesus Christ claimed for himself that he was divine and co-eternal with God the Father. I am reading from the Bible now. "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him." Now, this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. "I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began." Have you noticed what Jesus said? "And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began." The glory which Jesus had then was that which was proper to the Son of God. My friend, Jesus laid aside for a time the eternal aspect of honor and consented to become despised and to assume the form of a servant. While living on earth, Jesus' glory was veiled. Now, in this passage, he prays that God would raise him up to the dignity and the honor which he had with him before taking an additional nature, a human nature, and coming to our world before his incarnation. Jesus is now exalted after he accomplished our salvation from eternal punishment, because he paid the penalty for all of our sins, Jesus now sitting at the right hand of God, crowned with glory and honor. My friend, when you believe in Jesus, you are united to him. So I want you to know that Jesus lifted humanity to the very throne of God by his union with God and with us. Jesus prayed, glorify me in your presence, in fellowship with you. Father, let the glory of my eternal divinity penetrate my humanity and its resurrection, ascension, and in your presence. Jesus prayed for full restoration to the pre-incarnate glory and fellowship he enjoyed before taking an additional nature, a human nature, and coming to our earth through the Virgin Mary. Many Muslim teachers mistakenly assume that Jesus Christ can't be God because he lived on earth as a man. The wrong assumption is because Jesus' function gave him an inferior status to the Father's, therefore he must have been inferior in nature. Well, we cannot ignore the common sense truth. Nature and function are two different things. To illustrate, depending on the season of life, one spouse's function may be doing more household duties and changing the children's diapers, etc. But this does not make them less human or inferior to the other spouse, who sits in a nice office spending the day looking at papers and talking on the phone. Jesus told his disciples in John 10 verse 30 that he and the Father have the same nature. He also told his disciples, if you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. John 14 verse 28. Jesus is not speaking in this verse about his nature, but is rather speaking of his lowly position while living on earth. Jesus meant that the Father is greater in office and glory than Jesus was on earth. God the Father never came into the world as man to be cruelly treated by Jesus while living on earth, was despised by many. From this perspective, Jesus meant that God the Father is greater in his position, while on earth, Jesus' function was subordinate and submissive to the Father. My friend, I invite you now to believe in Jesus as God revealed him in the Bible. My friend, open your heart to Jesus right now and believe in him that he is your Savior and Lord. He is the Savior sent by God to take your place and pay the penalty for your sin. All you have to do, just look at God and tell him, thank you, God, for loving me. I believe in Jesus. I repent of my sins, God. I don't want to live in sin anymore, far from you. I want to do your will, God. I am tired of living my life far from you. Jesus, come into my heart. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, please contact me. I would love to congratulate you, rejoice with you, and send you some free materials to strengthen your walk with God. Rest of my audience, pray with me, please, that God will fill us with his presence and will enable us to love the people that we meet that don't know him, and love Muslims and help people to enjoy and experience his love and his salvation. In Jesus' name we pray, God.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend I was Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, and he's written a book titled God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho, on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get two copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. God's grace, peace with you. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.